Greetings, everyone. I'm John Dipavoys on this Thanksgiving serving of business soup. As we sit around the table and we look at our family and maybe even some friends during this pandemic, we get a chance to reflect with one another on our three-week lockdown 9 months into it. Remember this, everything at that table started with an idea. There's nothing in our lives that doesn't have a small business in it, including the air that we breathe, the tools that you are eating with, the utensils, the serving trays, the electric knife. Everything starts with an idea in someone's mind. Just because we've been in this lockdown doesn't mean that your innovation can't be inspired. Look at technology. We have had the opportunities that are now being exploited for good reason. Opportunities such as the digital marketplace. That technology has been around, but it hasn't been widely used. Well, now it has come up into the forefront. If you or a family member has that technical skill, there's tremendous opportunities right within your community to package businesses and market them. Do webinars, do training sessions that will empower your customers, your audience, to take action on opportunity. We do that here at Business Soup. A lot of the vision and thought that went into the creation of this program was brought about by how do you innovate? So as you sit at the table and you share your thoughts, your comments with your family and friends, look at all the utensils on that table. Every one of them started with that idea. I have a small little dish. It's about the size of a teacup saucer. In fact, that's probably how it started off. And in the bottom of it, it has little tiny nubs, very much like a back scratcher. What's it used for? Grinding up garlic. You can take a garlic clove and you can grind it very quickly and it turns into ground garlic. Well, how simple is that? Somebody had an idea. Why can't I do that and save my fingertips from getting severed? You know how many hundreds of thousands of those units the inventor sold? And it was one of those television infomercials. But wait. There's more. We have tremendous opportunities around us, and on Thanksgiving, talk to your family. What would they like to do? My advice, help your children get into business, and the best business that they can learn is that which they run. You can be the bank. You can be looking over their shoulder. But the things that we talk about here on Business Soup were all innovations, ideas from one person. You have to come up with that idea, and the first thing you got to do is write it down. Doesn't have to come out flowing like writing scripture. You can perfect it later. And from that idea, you build a plan. All right, you got a little garlic grinding dish. I don't know who makes it. I have one. It's very handy. I take it out not very often, but I use it. So there was an idea. Then how do you build on it? How do you create that plan? What are the materials? How do you go about manufacturing? And of course, these are all steps that every business owner and entrepreneur must do in order to take their product to market. So you have the idea, you got the plan, then you have the people. Who's going to do it? You got to put those people together. It could be just you on that simple little idea and you carry it all the way through. Execution. What are the steps that you have to take in order to make this dish come to market? Everything from the design to the products, the materials, and then, of course, distribution, because without distribution, you got nothing. So look at all those things around the table and think about how did somebody ever come up with that idea? Take somebody else's product, look at it, and say, how can I make that work better? I haven't figured out a better way to do a little garlic grinder there, but you know what? Maybe there is. There are so many devices that have been brought to the market by inspiration. Whatever the product is, there is a market for. There are so many opportunities out there. You just need to look at what's around you, pick something, and say, how could I make it work better? When I made my success, I looked at a part of the real estate market that was in absolute chaos in the foreclosure world. The banks were not handling and managing their properties efficiently. They were losing money. It was a lottery game. It was depending upon how and when you got a hold of one of their managers that had 30-some-odd properties at one time during the financial crisis back in the 90s. And you had all these properties, and the banks were overwhelmed with foreclosures. Foreclosures have a process. You have to follow a certain timeline. And if you step outside that timeline, then the whole thing unwinds. And as a manager owner of a real estate office, I saw an opportunity. I was inspired by a radio and television talk show host that said, look at technology. Now, this is back before the internet came about. Look at technology and how it can improve something that you are already doing. And I had that epiphany. I had that aha moment where I said, you know, I need some way to manage these properties. I looked for it, and then I said, well, nobody's doing it. All the banks had the software, but nobody did it for them. No one understood how to do it. So I created a business that managed their properties. I developed a way in which to manage each and every step of the way in the foreclosure process. You have to start with an idea. Keep it simple, write it down, and move forward by developing from that idea. You'll always be expanding on it, and then you write your business plan. And of course, we have all these tools to help you drag you across the finish line available at bizsoup.com. Go to BizSoup, sign up, and we'll send you a month free of our power tools that give you the templates for every aspect of your business, starting with the plan. Remember the 5 points: the idea, the plan, the people, the execution, and the solution. Without those 5 elements, your business will fail. So you create the 5 key points, the idea, the plan, the people, the execution, and the solution, and you boil that down into a 1-page Word document. Don't go into details. Explain it in 1 page and how you're going to be successful from the idea. Where did it come from? All the way through the solution. What is it that you are solving? The best things to sell, the easiest things to sell, is a solution to a problem. My recommendation is you don't have to buy into all of these multi-$1,000 programs that are being touted out there on how you can be driving a Lamborghini in 60 days. Take your own idea. Look at the table you are sitting at. Look at the knife. Look at the spoons. Look at the garlic grinder. Look at everything there. That started off as an idea, and they built on it. Well, here at Business Soup, we want you to enjoy your meal, enjoy your family and friends in this very difficult time. Take action and use the resources that we bring to the table and empower you to do better business. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm John Debevoise, and this has been the Thanksgiving serving of Business Soup. This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.